Well, it's a very special day today, TK.
Why?
Well, it's Jacqueline Magnay's 21st birthday. Happy birthday, Jack.
Thanks, guys. Are you cracking open the champagne and the...
Oh, we are. We're going to have the... we've got the balloons here. We've got the cake already.
Fantastic. Lovely.
What have you got planned for your day, Jack? Or what did you do today?
Oh, you know what? I went to my accountant.
Oh, jeez.
yeah, I know. But I am going to have a lovely dinner after I've spoken to you. So, yeah.
Good on you.
The day is getting better.
Good stuff. Well, talking about accountants, Jose Mourinho, what's happened with him?
Yeah.
Well, very interesting, isn't it? This is a guy that was on $35 million Australian dollars a year when he was at Manchester United. And he's been found guilty of tax fraud in Spain. And he's been given a one-year sentence, but that has been commuted in lieu of paying 182,000 euros. So it's kind of a get-out-of-jail card for 182,000. And that is on top of a 2 million euro fine that he has paid. And it comes about when he was at Real Madrid for 2 years in 2011 and 2012, he kind of had, he organised for some offshore companies in the British Virgin Islands and a nice tax haven there, so that for his image rights, any income that he received from that, it wasn't declared to the Spanish authorities. He's pleaded guilty to that and will obviously pay that fine rather than go to jail. It's kind of connected to when Cristiano Ronaldo, he was also found guilty of tax fraud and he was given a 23-month sentence. And he paid 18.8 million euros, you know, 19 million euros in a fine so that he didn't go to jail. And that was when he was at Real Madrid as well. So there's some investigations also going on into Lionel Messi and Neymar as well, although they haven't got as far as Jose Mourinho and Ronaldo have. So the Spanish authorities really cracking down on these kind of offshore tax havens.
And we've seen these images come out from the bottom of the English Channel as well of that plane crash and Salah, who was coming back to the UK, and unfortunately those phone messages he left, he wasn't confident about the plane he was in and saying that he was worried about the state of the plane he was in. And in the end, unfortunately, he was right. And they found a body in that plane, Jack?
Yes, they have. It's 63 metres down. It's just off the island of Guernsey in the English Channel. They're not sure. They're assuming that it is Salah because it was in the body of the aircraft. The aircraft was largely intact when they found it. Now, the interesting thing is that the plane was only found because it was crowdfunded to have a shipwreck finder go and look for it, because the authorities had basically done a search and rescue trying to see if anyone was alive. After they couldn't find any wreckage or they couldn't find any sign of the plane after several days, they believed that, you know, obviously the two in the plane had perished because no one could have survived the cold water for anything longer than 5 hours. But they didn't actually conduct a search for the plane until the family crowdfunded, and also Kylian Mbappe put in $50,000 of his own money to help fund this search. Now there's question marks, will they raise the plane, which you would think that they would want to just to find out what went wrong, but there does seem to be a reluctance of the authorities to even say, well, their view is, well, we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, that's very strange indeed, in particular when you've got a body down there in the plane and you'd certainly want to know what happened in that flight. Yeah, so that's a...
I think it was mandatory that they'd want that plane.
Well, if that happened in Australia,
salvaged.
You'd get that taken straight out of the water.
Well, also, the family is very agitated and anxious for this to happen, and they obviously want a full investigation as to what went on. So I think that the pressures from the family will result in something happening. But it's also the jurisdiction of where the plane went down. It seems to be in French waters, but so they'll have to deal with the French authorities in terms of getting it. But the rescue or the boat was found, was a British boat that found the plane. So there's always kind of to-ing and fro-ing now between France and Britain.
What's the latest on Hakeem Al-Arabi?
Well, it's not good news, is it? Because he's got the 60 days still in a Thai detention to wait until he's able to argue his case before the court again that he should be allowed back to Australia. But he's getting some incredibly wide publicity over here. It's headline news now on mainstream media being broadcast on radio and television. And some of the big heavy hitters are now putting their name to having him freed. And the latest is Didier Drogba has been campaigning for him to be freed, but also Jamie Vardy has now come out as well. So they're starting to be, it's becoming more of a mainstream story, and obviously that puts enormous pressure on FIFA to do something. And they're now calling for suggestions that any international matches being played by Bahrain or Thailand should be abandoned or cancelled. Now, whether that will end up happening, I doubt very much, but that's the suggestion and the push here now that people are lobbying FIFA for that to happen, and they feel that once FIFA takes some strong action, that then something may, you know, there might be a bit of a breakthrough in the case.
And Jack, she's as famous as anybody of winter sports arena, Lindsay Vonn, the great American, a three-time Olympic medalist, and of course the one-time girlfriend of Tiger Woods. She's had enough.
Well, she hasn't had enough, but her knees have had enough. Yeah. And she started in the Super G in the World Championships in Sweden and had a massive crash. In fact, it looked incredibly spectacular and quite frightening at the time. She actually got up and skied back down the hill. She said she's a bit shaken by it, has a bit of a sore shoulder, a bit of a sore head, but her knees are fine, and it's her knees that have really packed it in and have caused her to announce her retirement. So she is at this stage planning to ski the downhill, which will be her final race in the next few days. So hopefully she can keep her body together and get to the bottom. And she, of course, wants to win a medal. That remains to be seen.
Well, we better let you go, Jack, and go and celebrate in style at a fine restaurant tonight. Nice bottle of wine.
Oh, I'll have... yes, I'll be looking for one.
Good on you. You deserve it. You know,
thanks, guys, and you have a great week.